I think the mic's a little too loud. I'm gonna lower it down. Good afternoon, folks. It's Monday. As always at this time, 5 p.m. on Mondays, you're listening to guess what?
Guess what?
It's time for the show again with me, Calvin Sharp.
And me, Paul Johnson.
And folks, it's been a minute since you've heard from us.
Too long.
And that's on us, you know. We weren't doing our jobs. You know, we got lackadaisical with it. We said all that online stuff going on with the pandemic. That's not us. Listen, they pay us to go on the radio waves. They don't pay us to go on the computer waves, okay? Let's get that straight.
And you know, but don't think that, you know, we were just sitting back, you know, on our asses, kind of, you know, hands up, not thinking about this show, because this is our livelihood.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't even count how many improvements we've made since we were forced to leave the studio
due to the
pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure as you listen to this this first program that we have, that you'll know that we've made a few changes, and I think you guys are gonna like it.
I think the biggest thing is that now I'm officially taller than Paul, which has been huge for our dynamic, because before the power dynamic was thrown off.
And yeah, well, and that's not, he didn't gain any height. We made Paul get smaller.
Yeah. So you know, everything's going well in our world. But we're not going to do any sort of commentary on the pandemic world or anything like that, because you don't want to hear that. You get enough of that. You want to tune in. You want to listen to us. Have a good time. Play some nice music for you folks. So we're not going to talk about, the fact that we're wearing masks in the studio and it's so strange to be back. No, because we're going to appreciate the little things, folks. And that's the sheer fact that we get paid tens of millions of dollars by the state from your taxpayer money to have a radio show once a week. And that's the beautiful part about life that I don't think we focus enough on. So, Paul, do you have a preference of a song you want to get us started with?
Yeah, you know, I think we're gonna start it off with a nice upbeat tune from my childhood, as well as, I believe, your childhood that I've been banging recently. And that's going to be Free Ride by the Edgar Winter Group.
All right, let me find that one real quick. Oh, I found it. So, folks, just for some quick context while I get this working, this song was actually, the reason why this song is so important is, I don't know if anyone out there played the Cars video game for, you know, Xbox 360, I had it for GameCube, but this was one of the big songs from that. I'm sure you will enjoy this one, folks. So, Free Ride by the Edgar Winter Group.
Yeah.
So once again, folks, that was Free Ride by the Edgar Winter Group.
Feel like I'm cruising through Radiator Springs on that one.
Yeah, so the game, for those of you who don't know, was basically like a free roam map where you could drive as everyone's favorite animated car, Lightning McQueen. And you could do missions and you could do races, but really the most fun part of it was being able to run around and crash into other cars.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great. So that was a major part of the soundtrack. I'm going to go next up here with, I'm pretty sure I played this band before. They're one in that slew of like 80s bands that were just super into like Big Star and the Beatles that had really good at like writing pop songs and stuff. So I was just going back to this album recently. Here is I Turned Her Away by Game Theory. Those boys know their way around a hook, I'll tell you that much.
That was a great one. And actually, you know, I mean, we've just started the show, but wow, you guys are coming in like vast numbers. This is insane. So I'm looking at our analytics right now.
Yeah.
One of the improvements that we've made in the off time,
and we'd see it in live time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so before we were able to just get the numbers of listeners, which is usually in the tens of thousands,
right?
But now we've actually added a feature where we can see the location of our listeners.
Wow.
And there's a comment stream. So looks like we got a lot of people over in Siberia, and they're just loving the stream. We see
wow,
great music. Wow, these hosts have so much personality and charisma. I'm loving this show.
Poggers.
They keep going. Yeah, I can't even read them. The text is going so quickly.
We love it.
But yeah, shout out to all our listeners in
Siberia,
Siberia,
the greater Siberia area.
Yeah, No, it's great to have such loyal followers. We really love it.
Why don't you tell them what's up next for all the folks out there?
Yeah, so actually this is another one from across the pond, not over in Siberia, but a little more southern.
Yeah.
From King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard over in Australia.
I thought you were going to say Argentina.
No, not quite. But these folks, they came out with an album just over on Friday. And I've been listening to a lot. This is the title or the opening track from it. If not now, then when?
If not now, then when? By King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Love how they come out guns blazing in that one and then just bring the funk on that drop.
This next one is from a producer, A.G. Cook. He got big for all that PC music stuff, all the Charlie XCX stuff. But then he dropped two albums that I put off listening until like this past couple weeks. And I got really into them. This one, 7G, was just 7 different albums of him sort of tinkering with different instruments. Like, so this was like each disc was like a different focus. This was from the guitar one. It's a very beautiful, I thought one of the best guitar riffs I heard in a minute. So this one's called Being Harsh by A.G. Cook. Yeah, beautiful stuff. None of the other songs really sound like that, which is why that one stuck out to me so much. But I don't know, I really like that kind of stuff. I think his voice is pretty cool. He plays around with it a lot, like that. Like that range where it's really high for a guy.
You know? Next up, we're going to continue with listening to some beautiful music here, because we got some Roy Ayers' Ubiquity. I've been getting into him recently, actually. I found out about him through a sample of a Joey Badass single that came out recently, and just kind of dove into his music. It's really great, like kind of like late 70s, like acid jazz, like kind of moving into like what would then become like the beginning of hip hop and stuff. And he just makes some really, really great jazz music with some soul and gospel in there. This is one of my favorite songs on the album Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and it's the title track. So here we go with Roy Ayers' Ubiquity. Thank you. Beautiful stuff there.
I feel a little targeted by that song because, as Paul knows, when we were walking to the studio, I thought it was going to be warm outside. And so I, because it was sunny out, and so he was like, do you want to get a jacket? And I was like, nah, it's probably going to be warm because it's so sunny out. And he's like, I'm going to bring a jacket. And I said, okay. And we got outside, and then it was freezing, and it was very, very windy. And so something about sunshine feels a little bit malicious to me these days. And it's kind of funny how it can trick you. But that was a nice song, Paul. Thank you. This next one is from a band I've definitely played here before. They were, you know, Connecticut group, got to rep the 203, but they moved out to L.A., and yeah, whatever, 203. But they, yeah, they're in LA now, making really cool, very 90s stuff. But it's really cool. Here's Denial by Millie. It's a new single. They just put it out, by the way. So yeah, Denial by Millie. I think they got an EP coming out soon. That one, they had another single, Star Thistle, Star Blossom. That was pretty good last year. But yeah, sounds great.
Love it. All right, next up we got a song from the recent Gorillaz album, Song Machine Season 1. Basically just an album full of singles. And this is one of my favorite little tunes from that. So this is Aries by Gorillaz.
Thank you.
Love the feeling of that one.
Feelings are great. this next song is from the solo project of a member of a band that Paul and I are big fans of right now, Black Country New Road. She's the violinist in that band, and she makes this really cool poppy stuff on the side. So here is one of my favorite songs I've heard the last couple months, Acid by Jockstrap. Smash it, baby. Oh, I see. Yeah, I thought some of that stuff sounded like music you'd see hear in a movie or something like that. Some of the strings and stuff.
Yeah, those synths in the background give me a little bit of a Katy Day vibes.
Yeah, it's like a little more reined in than that. You know, it's not too crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom might like that song. She wouldn't like Katy Day.
Mine wouldn't either. Next up, we got a song from, I'd say, probably my second favorite producer, Madlib, only under his mentor, J Dilla, greatest of all time. This is from his most recent album, Sound Ancestors, where he was kind of drawing inspiration from Africa and the Middle East, bringing that into his his beats and production. And I think this is one of the most beautiful songs on the album. It's one of my favorites. The whole thing is great, but this is Road of the Lonely Ones by Madlib. Wonderful stuff there.
We gotta keep it going. Here's a Modest Mouse deep cut I like, Karma's Payment off a Weird EP.
Moving on to the penultimate track of today's set, we got Floor by Tomberlin.
Once again, that was Floor by Tomberlin. She had that EP last year, Projections. Beautiful stuff. The one before that was Karma's Payment by Modest Mouse off the Fruit They Ate Themselves. And this is going to be the last one for the first episode of our last spree here together at Lafayette College at WJRH. But you know, we, you know, everything goes into the night when the sun goes down, which is basically what I'm saying is about us and our future. I hope you guys understand what I mean by that.
So he means a lot. By
I mean
that
a lot.
Too.
I mean a lot by that. So with that said, thank you all of our fans, especially the ones that are waking up in the middle of the night in Siberia, the greater Siberia area. We really appreciate you. Make sure to join our we have Twitter stands that you can go harass people that don't like us online in our names. So make sure you guys get to be a part of that. And without further ado, this is the last song. It's going to be Javelina by the Pixies. Very beautiful one. Every time, I have this one friend, Trevor, who has very good taste in music, and he knows the Pixies very well. I didn't know the Pixies that well. And every time he tells me to listen to a random Pixies song I don't know, it ends up being like my favorite song for the next month. So this has probably been like the biggest song for me all of February. I've been walking around listening to this. So here's Javelina by the Pixies. Thank you, folks. This is, guess what? It's time for the show again.